Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, happy 2016. It'll probably be the last time I say it, but I'm sure I'll be thinking of it quite frequently as, boy, that holiday weekend just blew right by, didn't it? Just psh, here and gone. I hope you had a nice one. I just want to reflect for a moment on a couple of things that I did during the weekend, during which I never travel. I never travel when most people travel. I just find it much more comforting. And it's amazing how few people go out to eat or to the movies New Year's Day or New Year's night. And even New Year's Eve, because it was New Year's Eve that I saw The Hateful Eight by someone who I just find very hateful, Quentin Tarantino. But I love his movies, and I must admit, when I was getting a little frustrated over the football game, the Patriots game yesterday, I flicked over and there was Kill Bill 1 and Kill Bill 2. I don't know how many times I've seen it, but they're two of my most favorite films. The theater was like 90% empty. I went out to dinner. The restaurant was maybe 95% empty. And then on New Year's Day, here's a strong recommendation for all of you. My wife and I spent the day at Old Sturbridge Village, located in Sturbridge, Mass. I'm going to give you the website. It's osv.org. What a fabulous day. I haven't been there in years. I used to take my little girls there when they were little. There's so much to look at and so much to do. And we had a nice break in between with the buffet of all buffets. My goodness, I'm glad I don't weigh a lot because I just can't even begin to describe the spread. But every Sunday, Old Sturbridge Village will be featuring that as well. So that's my suggestion. That's my advice to begin the new year. And I think from a personal point of view, I'll probably leave it there, except to say that be positive. There's a lot on the horizon that's going on and a lot of things to be concerned about. Let me just run through some of these before I get into something more specific in the next segment. I would assume any of you, all of you who watched the news saw Donald Trump in his Mississippi appearance where he had Dennis Legitimate. Estimated 13,000 people here and another 2,000 or 3,000 who were trying to get in. I loved what Trump did. Now, I don't know who videoed it, but it won't matter because he's hated from so many different people. I don't know who. I really don't know. But I loved what he did. I mean, I didn't like it. I just loved it. He asked to span the camera to show about the crowd. He said, "You won't do it. You won't do it." And I did see from other sources the magnificence of this event, which was reportedly the highest turnout for any political event in Mississippi history. But they wouldn't span the camera on the network that it was shown. And Trump was, you know, annoyed, stirring up the crowd. And then he said, if you work for me, I'd fire your A. And I loved it. Because once again, he's generating all of this emotion from attacking what is politically correct. And it's just unusual that Trump appears more on CNN and MSNBC than he does on Fox. But that's because the Republican Party could be well on its way to its own destruction, its own destructive future. Not only are they not giving a lot of the candidates the floor, Trump has stolen everybody's thunder. And nobody in the Republican Party, any of the candidates, know how to react against them. Quite frankly, there's only one person capable of it, and it hasn't come to it, but he's too busy fighting everybody else now, something he said he wouldn't do. That's Chris Christie, who's rising in the polls, and he is... I wouldn't want to go up against Chris Christie in a debate or an argument or anything. I mean, he's the reason he's more intimidating in some ways than Trump is he, along with a lot of other people, have a grasp of the facts. And say what you want about the Clintons, who are maybe two of the hideous people on the face of the earth. They've been in politics so long, and especially Bill, they both, you know, they're both bright in terms of having information at their fingertips. While Trump is generalizes, he even did it on his latest commercial, his first, he's going to spend $2 million a week, but he never gets into specifics. He only did somewhat with his tax program. And I think unless somehow he gets some policy advisors, and who knows if he takes advice from them, and it sounds like I'm Trump's biggest supporter. I'm not. I'm Cruz's biggest supporter. But Trump should be organizing his campaign and stop thinking that he has all the answers, as long as he doesn't make a Mitt Romney kind of mistake, which is bringing in all the wrong advisors. But he doesn't have Mitt Romney's personality or disposition. He's built for this. And the big question is, now that he's going to be spending $2 million a week, where should he be spending it? On these ads? I saw his first ad. There's nothing new there. And these politicians have a tendency to continue to repeat themselves. I understand you have to get this information out in all the markets, but if I were going back to the same market, I'd have something different. If I give a talk to an organization, for example, I without mentioning the company, I have a company that brings me to New York once a month to speak. It's primarily on the same subject, but I don't give the same talk. Even though the group there may be different, the management, the company that brings me in is the same. And I don't know why. It may be because I'm thinking too much. I'm over-intellectualizing. Or there's no real regard for the intelligence of the American people. I mean, yeah, I've heard about the wall being built. I've heard about the temporary stoppage of Muslims coming in. I heard about Mexico paying for the mall. I heard that China is... Trump's come... And I heard about his successful businesses. Trump goes on and on and on. Except to say, it's working, isn't it? It's working up until now. And it may work even more because the Republicans conducting somewhat of a dumb strategy like they did in the last election are now starting to go after one another. And, you know, Christie, and now the attacks are primarily directed at Ted Cruz, who has formulated, I believe, the best strategy, building a grassroots organization, leading in Iowa, although Trump, of course, contends that he leads everywhere. So he picks one poll and he focuses on that and then insults everyone else. I just think at some point he's got to stop it. Then you look at the polls, and they keep, or at least they're steady or they're going up. And then the question becomes, how many of these people who support Trump will go out and vote for him? I am angry, and I will forever be angry at every Republican who did not come out and vote for Mitt Romney since he was the nominee, whether they liked him or not. Guess why? They had one other choice. The worst president in the history of this country, who in his second term is finishing the job he couldn't finish in the first term, which is completely tear America to shreds. So go ahead, stand on your high horses and say you could not vote for Romney. If Jim Gilmore or George Pataki were running, Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, any of them, I'd passionately vote for any of them over what I fear you're going to get. And I'll tell you why I fear you're going to get it. I believe it's coming, and I believe it's inevitable. You look at Bernie Sanders, you look at his style, which is basically socialistic, and perhaps I should give some kind of a pedantic explanation here today on the importance of not drifting into socialism, which we've already taken two steps into. But why? I don't think it's that serious an issue, because although Bernie Sanders has done an amazing job, and I'll tell you how amazing when we come back, it's still Hillary's game. And I'll come out here after the first of the year by saying I'm convinced that Hillary will escape all of this about her emails, all of it. And I'll tell you why. This is Stu Taylor.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Senator Bill Frist. To look for the right direction for America, follow Stu Taylor.
I left you probably gasping for breath thinking, why is Hillary Clinton a lock on being the nominee? Well, because she's being protected by just about everybody. And I've come to the conclusion, you know, on all these past shows, and I really don't know why I didn't face the music. And, you know, I'd love nothing more than to be wrong and embarrassed right now. But I will bet the farm. And you can keep it, you know, Mike, you can keep a recording of this, that Hillary will be the nominee. I'm not making any predictions on the outcome of the race. It's a little early for that, and a lot will happen. And the reason is, first of all, even though, and I want to get into this shortly, Bernie Sanders may be ahead in New Hampshire and close in Iowa. I mean, it's been remarkable with, I don't know how many millions of contributors of $27 or less. It's an amazing accomplishment for a guy who looks like he belongs in Back to the Future. You remember that mad doctor? I mean, Bernie Sanders is a flat-out nutcase. As someone said, and I can't remember, he went to Russia on his honeymoon and he never came back. That's because, and I'll tell you why. But first I want to tell you about why Hillary won't go to jail. Then I'm going to tell you why Bernie Sanders has such a great following. Because for most Americans, where he gets his support, which are young people, definitely under 25 or so, they don't understand what socialism is. And I'll get into that in a minute. I didn't think I had to come on here in a pedantic way to elaborate on it. But I fear that I do. So here's what happens. First of all, the Obama administration, and I'm theorizing here, but I think it's all rather reasonable. The Obama administration, even though the Clintons and the Obamas have a just positively despicable relationship between them, there's a lot of hatred. You don't even have to read Ed Klein's books, and he's been a guest on the show. There's tremendous antipathy. But it goes deeper than that. Hillary has stuff. All I got to do is mention Benghazi. And I mean, I could go beyond that, but Benghazi certainly is a good starting point as an example. Hillary's got plenty on Barack Obama. Barack Obama's got plenty on Hillary. So they're forced into a marriage of convenience. There's no doubt about it. And as you take a look at what's going on, they're almost forced into a symbiotic relationship where they have to protect each other. So the White House, especially since Joe Biden isn't in the race, although if Hillary got jailed, he may jump in. I mean, that's all too speculative. too speculative at this point. I don't think Bernie Sanders could make it even on his own, but that's because I think there were a reasonable amount of people in this country who know what socialism is, and they've had enough of it. So the administration has got orders out, I believe, to the Justice Department, to the State Department, not to proceed, you know, other than what has been required, which has been the emails being made public. And wow, what stunning news. I'll give you some of the stats on that in a minute. So ultimately, if this thing proceeds and James Comey, who I honestly believe is a decent guy in charge of the FBI, I mean, because that's all I've heard. I don't, you know, I've seen him speak a few times on the tube, but the word out is that he is a decent, principled guy. It's amazing how everybody loses their principles when they go to Washington. So if he decides to proceed in the case against Hillary Clinton, guess where it goes? It goes to the Attorney General of the United States, who's under the thumb of Barry Hussein Obama. Don't be fooled by Loretta Lynch. She's got a far better personality than Eric Holder, who's publicly despicable. She's just as bad. She came on after the terrorist attacks in San Bernardino and was more concerned about discrimination against Muslims than she was about protecting us or blaming them. Barack Obama is more concerned about gun control when guns aren't the problem, people are. Loretta Lynch, I'll say this twice, maybe three times, Loretta Lynch will never proceed with the indictment and conviction of Hillary Clinton. Loretta Lynch will never take action against Hillary Clinton. Loretta Lynch is under Barack Obama's domain and isn't going to proceed. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, and I'd love to come on here. Oh, and I'd love to come on here and eat crow if it was something different. Basically, the whole establishment, I mean, it is so prejudicial and so two-faced and such a double standard that I think it's even becoming obvious to a lot of people on the left. It doesn't matter what happens because Hillary is coming away not unscathed from public criticism, and that's where I salute Donald Trump. I don't think any of the other Republicans, maybe Ted Cruz or Chris Christie, have the guts really to go after her or the ability. But Trump may. That would be like a heavyweight championship of all time. And I guess Hillary would qualify being in the heavyweight division. Chuckle, chuckle. But notice how the emails from the State Department were supposed to be released New Year's Eve. Maybe it's just as well because they held back. They released some and more are coming. 275 of the messages contain classified information. It's amazing. And in a couple of cases, secret information. Hello, Petraeus, David Petraeus. What one gross miscalculation has ruined his career and his respect. Hillary Clinton so far has accumulated 1,274 classified emails, which is in direct contradiction to her claim. And it was done from a private, unsecured server in her home. And she keeps saying, just like she's deflected Benghazi with her remarks, the two reasons that the attacks occurred, one to the public, one to her daughter and others, that it was a terrorist attack, and people buy it. Because why? They hate George Bush? How stupid can you be if you're one of her supporters? I said it. She says nothing was marked classified. Well, I don't work for the State Department, but I know some people who do, and the stuff is automatically classified. So I think there are 1,300 plus and counting. Maybe there's 1,500 with this release. Do you know what would happen to a Republican? Prison time and maybe death by beheading. I mean, that's a little, you know, obviously it's a little extreme. But my point being, if a Republican were responsible for this, he or she would be in prison right now. And here she gets caught. And she doesn't have any qualms. You know why? She's a prototypical sociopath. Her allegiance is to her. I'll be back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use as directed. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500 100s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Margaret Hoover, and I was just on the Stu Taylor Show. Stu, thank you for having me. You, next to my husband, are the most hospitable radio host, friend to promoting American individualism. I couldn't be happier and more grateful for your support.
All right, Stu Taylor back, and instead of getting into what the futures were, which was an indication of how the market would be, and all kinds of reasons, China, I assume that the Saudi Arabia, Iran issue with Saudi Arabia is sending out the representatives from Iran within 24 hours. Iran reacted with a group of savages attacking the embassy, destroying part of the embassy. You know, it's despicable. So part of it is the unrest. The good news is the market has opened up at down 270, then 280 and 340. I mean, there's no sense in giving you minute-by-minute updates. As I don't believe it's because of any perceived structural problems within the market itself, meaning that I think it will self-correct when the situation stabilizes. I know the problem with China is not an issue that will stabilize with the snap of a finger, but I don't think it's inherent upon our own infrastructure. And to me, that's good news. So I'm not advising anybody. You can call Barry Armstrong here on his show and Money Matters and others to get advice. I'm just giving you my gut opinion. I always want to qualify that because I never want to misrepresent who I am and what the nature of what I do is. So having said that, let's go back to Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, where I feel I'm qualified to speak. In the past quarter, Clinton has raised $37 million. Bernie Sanders, $33 million. Both are more than Obama raised, I believe, in the last quarter. It's positively unbelievable. And I'm holding off here for a second because I want to get to the people who support Bernie Sanders, and what I believe is either they don't understand or they're offshoots of Occupy Wall Street, hands up, don't shoot, money, Black Lives Matter. We have an uneducated emotional society, or we have perhaps an educated emotional society. I'll put myself in that, where part of me, like so many others, viscerally wants Donald Trump not. I mean, he's ostentatious. He's a braggadocio. I don't think he goes too deeply, but he's calculating as a politician. He knows how to maneuver the waters. I just love the message. And do I believe it will be fruitful, or he has the qualifications to? I guess a Barack Obama had the qualifications, a community organizer with 127 days in the Senate. I guess Donald Trump does. And I have a friend who says, oh, I'm afraid of having him in there, boy. He'll have his finger on the button. I mean, that's just so crazy. That shows the naivety of people who don't understand public relations. His finger on the button? Ridiculous. So Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are raising tons of money. And on a more humorous note, since I haven't been able to indoctrinate all that much humor into this morning show, on a more humorous note, you know, Trump has thousands who attend his rallies. I understand that. Rubio and I've been to a couple of these in past elections. I'm through going up to New Hampshire to do this. I just don't want to do it anymore. But Cruz draws. Christie and Rubio might have 100, 150. I think Cruz has more. So I think this was Tuesday or Wednesday of this past week. Martin O'Malley. Man, what a dunce. How can that person represent his state in anything when he says the biggest problem in the world is climate change? Another nutcake. And, of course, like everybody else on the left, you can't say fundamental Islamic terrorism. Oh, no, no, no. If Barack Obama ever catches you saying that. See, I'm not on the left. I can say it. So Martin O'Malley has one of these town hall meetings. And guess who shows up? I mean, when my book was out, How to Turn Trends into Fortunes Without Getting Left in the Dust, I did about 20 book signings. And I have to tell you, a couple of them, there may have been just a couple of people who showed up. I had some big turnout in several of them. But now there's, you know, you sit there and you think, you know, like the old Eddie Philosopher song, what am I doing here? The old Please, Mr. Custer. Remember Please, Mr. Custer? I'm getting too crazy for some people to follow this. So Martin O'Malley has one person show up. I mean, you know, and he has to do it. The cameras are there. And then when it's over, he was asked whether he was supporting Martin O'Malley, and he didn't know. You want to talk about insult? But listen, Martin O'Malley is not in the race, but he is trying to get some more name recognition. Who knows? Speaking engagements, they all do. I mean, do you honestly think Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, a whole bunch of them think they have a chance of winning Rand Paul? No. No. So they're there because they think it's the appropriate thing to do to garner attention. And I'm not being critical of that. I think it's absolutely fine. I just think people should be aware of it. And I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure that they are. So the people who are voting for Bernie Sanders, by and large, a lot of them are, as I said, I think probably under 25. And I don't think they understand the real meaning of socialism, because I'm sure their perception is people working together to achieve a common purpose. And you know what capitalism sounds like to them? Oh, boy. CEOs use political pull to advantage themselves and screw the rest of us. I've got a couple of friends who, and I don't care if they're listening, but a couple of family members, and the hatred in the family from certain factions. You know, hey, look at, I'm conservative, my brother's liberal. What can I tell you? I never talk politics with them. I haven't talked politics in 5 or 6 years. I never will. Because it goes nowhere. But the people who hate capitalism begin to forget who set up this country, who was responsible for gains. If we didn't have people, and I'm not talking about these people specifically. Personally, I don't like Mark Zuckerberg. I don't like Warren Buffett. I'm not thrilled about. I certainly respected what Steve Jobs did. It was unbelievable. But who liked him personally? You don't have to like these people personally. But if you look at the contributions they made and continue to make, it's just unbelievable. And our lives are so much better. So if Bernie Sanders gets in, he wants to strip all of this because he says, and I hear all kinds of numbers, that the top 1/10 of 1%, the top 1/10 of 1% own more wealth than the remainder of the people. And I say, good luck. You know, it's nice. And I'm not a big Bill Gates fan, but he gives tons and tons to charity. I don't care what his reason is. It's a noble enterprise. Ted Turner, who I find repulsive, did the same. I think it's terrific. Some people do it for tax reasons. Some people do it for goodness. I think Bill Gates does it out of the goodness of his heart. I mean, how many billions do you need? So I'm not criticizing these people. And I'll make a request out there. If someone wants to give yours truly, Stu Taylor, $1 billion, tax-free, or you'll pick up the tax, or gift it to me, however you want to do it, And under the condition that I give X amount to charity, you got a deal. You can contact me by going to my website at StuTaylor.com. All right, back to these people supporting Bernie Sanders. They don't have an idea what's going on. Liberal now means the opposite of freedom. It just does. And community is just synonymous with a whole new government program. And you know how justice is interpreted today? It's using forceful measures to steal somebody else's money so you can redistribute it to people who aren't able to make it on their own. Did you ever hear of the bell-shaped curve? You want to see the bottom two-thirds of it cut off and just the upper part? It won't work. There are checks and balances in economics, checks and balances in life, checks and balances in politics. It won't work. The natural order, be it survival of the fittest and animals killing other animals to survive, the natural order will prevail. If there are any young people out there, please get educated on what socialism, Marxism, progressivism is. I'm not saying populism is bad. It depends, but a lot of these leaders are populist. But I'll come back. This is Stu Taylor.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really? Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor, and you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
I got a couple of emails. No, I didn't intend to give a lecture on socialism, but maybe this is the time to do it at the first of the year before people go off the deep end, although, you know, one of the great predicaments might be who to vote for, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. I'd like to see Sanders as the nominee because I'm careful how I say this. I don't believe he could possibly win. If he did, we'd have a whole different kind of problem than we'd have with Hillary, who will just expand Obama's policies. But you bring in Bernie Sanders, everything you make will be given back to the government for redistribution with all kinds of social programs. I mean, either way, but, you know, I hate to say it because of the stupidity of the American public that Hillary's got a much better chance of winning the election against anybody than Bernie Sanders, so I'd take Bernie Sanders. You know, it's back to the choice thing. People say, oh, you're supporting Bernie Sanders. Are you kidding? So socialism is a killer. And this is for people out there who just want to forget what it is. And you can look at all the great socialists, you can look at Mao, you could look at all the dictatorships around the world. They want to replace private property in the allocation of resources with direct control of the government. So when it extends into Marxism, it means the government can actually seize it by force. So you can either define this as socialism or Marxism, because even though Barack Obama is not what you call a pure Marxist, going into people's homes and seizing it. I think he's doing it in a very subtle way. Unless, of course, it's one of his interests or one of his favorite things like alternative energy, you know, go green, climate. If you're in that game and you can find Obama, it's great because, these companies can go ahead and blow billions. He doesn't care. So for socialism, and we're pretty close to seeing it right now, you're looking at all of this centralized government power. You can't dissent. Now you're saying, oh, no, that's gone too far. I mean, there are countries, you can't, look what happened in Saudi Arabia. 47 executions, which, hey, say what you want. I think it was great. I think Saudi Arabia maybe took a little bit of a chance by making it so blatant, but we can't be cowering to these terrorists. Socialism has never worked. It's killed millions of people. When I said earlier it's a killer, they've been murdered by the tyrannical leaders in power looking to consolidate their control. I mean, look at Assad. What's it, 250,000 under him killed or starved to death by economic malfunctions? And now we're looking at socialism, which is really being transformed into a form of fascism. And I'm not a Rand Paul. I'm not a Rand Paul fan. I can tell you I'm not. I don't like many of what Rand Paul, stands for, but I there are some things, like you can find any candidate that I support, that I don't support, rather, that I like, you know, I like this about him. I like Obama on the drones, okay? So, you know, you can find, I like the fact that he apparently loves his children. Don't push me for more than that. So here's a quote from Rand Paul. I think it's very important. It's a quote. I think it's very important for Americans not to succumb to the notion that there's anything sexy or cool about socialism. Bernie Sanders is a socialist, and ultimately socialism relies on force or implied force. It wasn't an accident that Stalin killed millions of people, or Mao Zedong killed millions of people, because if you want to control the economy and you want to control ownership by state, you have to forbid other people from owning parts of the economy or controlling parts of the economy. So then you think, well, what about democratic socialism? You know, it's a twist on words. It's never worked in Egypt. It's never worked in European countries. And yet we haven't learned our lesson, or at least the leaders in power haven't, and the Congress, led now by Paul Ryan and others, they don't seem to care. Democracy at its best decentralizes power. They say, you know, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. If we lived in a democracy, then you'd probably have an electoral vote, a popular vote, instead of an electoral vote, wouldn't you? I don't want to sound like sour grapes, because when Bush won the presidency twice from the likes of Gore and Kerry, I said, you know, I'll settle for the electoral system, but no longer, because with the electoral system and all the huge votes that go to New York and California and Ohio or Pennsylvania, and I hope it never happens in Texas, but Texas is going from conservative to liberal. It's almost, the odds are stacked against any Republican running, which may be cast an interesting reflection on Donald Trump, because he's drawing people from everywhere, but will they come out to vote? I mean, he is a true phenomenon, and nobody, including yours truly, is able to thoroughly analyze this or explain it. But socialism is still about power and control. It really doesn't matter if it's one person or an entire mess of Congress or a mob. It means imposing your will on others. And socialism and democracy are irreconcilable. And I said we live in a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Do we even live in a constitutional republic anymore? You know, Hillary Clinton, it takes a village. I mean, there's danger with Hillary, huge danger. There's danger with Bernie Sanders. And why do we have to go through what we went through with Barack Obama in two terms? Why do we have to go through at least one term of Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders? I always like to think of myself as pragmatic and logical, and I don't want to run too many risks. You know, I kind of grew up in an environment where my father never took high risks. I've taken some, I have to say, but as time goes on, you want to take fewer and fewer. If Cruz doesn't get it, would I take the risk and go with Trump? Yeah, I mean, it's a calculated gamble, but I will tell you this. I don't have any hesitation at all in voting for Donald Trump over the likes of Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. Not even a second thought. Hey, wishing everyone a great day. This is Stu Taylor. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.